Top of world news this Sunday evening. Zimbabwe's main opposition party has claimed an early lead in elections, including in an apparent effort to thwart any attempt by the government to rig the vote. The Movement for Democratic Change said party leader Morgan Tsvangirai was leading the presidential race with 67% of votes based on returns from 30% of polling stations nationwide. The head of the Pan-African Parliament Observer Mission said he was sure most results were known and warned against a delay of an official government announcement of the outcome. However, police have tried to persuade the opposition leaders not to announce results, arguing that it is illegal for anyone other than the Electoral Commission to do so. The Southern African nation's security chiefs say they will only serve President Robert Mugabe and have warned against an eruption of violence similar to the aftermath of Kenyan elections. Brenda Burrell is technical director of the Kubatama Trust in Zimbabwe.
There is a growing belief that the MDC may have done very well, and because the MDC have been very prompt to share results that they've been gathering independently, and the fact that the state have still yet to announce anything. So there's most probably a sense that it might change, that maybe this time round they'd be able to beat the regime at its rigging.
Do you think there's a possibility of violence breaking out?
It depends on how well the military and the police behave. And I do think that part of these delays that we're seeing today could well be the government buying time to organize itself so that it can contain any expressions of violence. So I guess time will tell, but I think everyone expects the government not to concede. When Mugabe had to concede defeat in the constitutional referendum back before 2000, in a kind of understated way, he said, right, if this is what the nation wants, then fine. And then they came out with all their guns blazing. So I also wouldn't be surprised to have Mugabe say, fine, we are headed for a second round. And if that's what the people want, we'll give them a second round. And that will frighten everybody. That really will frighten everybody.